Mindfulness of Sounds and Thoughts. Aware of the breath as it moves in and as it moves out of the body. Feeling the sensation of slight stretching in the abdomen as the breath comes in. The sense of gentle release as it goes out. And aware of the body as a whole. Feeling the sensations of touch or pressure where your body is in contact with the floor and whatever you're sitting on. Aware of sensations in the hands and shoulders. Whatever's here. And gently attending to the field of sensations throughout the body, from one moment to the next. Aware of the breath, aware of the body. Now, allowing the focus of your awareness to shift from sensations in the body to hearing. Bringing your attention to your sense of sound and allowing that awareness to open and expand. Just being receptive to sounds as they arise. And there's no need here to go searching for sounds or listening out for particular sounds. Instead, as best you can, simply opening your mind so that it is receptive to sounds from all directions. Becoming aware of obvious sounds. And of more subtle sounds. Aware of the space between sounds. Aware of silence. And just being aware here of sounds as sounds. Noticing the tendency we all have to interpret sounds, to attach stories and meanings to them. And instead, as best you can, just becoming aware of their sensory qualities. Their changing pitch, their loudness, their rhythm and duration. And whenever you notice that your awareness is no longer focused on sounds in the moment, just gently acknowledging where your mind has moved to and retuning the awareness back to sounds as they arise and pass away from one moment to the next. Sounds arise, they remain for a time, and they pass away. And when it's right for you now, letting go of awareness of sounds and instead beginning to let thoughts become center stage. And in the same way that sounds are something we experience in our minds, so too thoughts are just experiences in the mind. And just as sounds arise, remain for a time and then pass away, so too thoughts arise, develop, and pass away. And there's no need here to try to make thoughts come or go. Just letting them arise naturally, as they will. And if there seem to be no thoughts, then just letting that be as it is. But like clouds in the sky, thoughts arise. They drift through the mind and they pass away again. And clouds may be dark and stormy or light and airy, but however they are, just letting them arise and pass. And you may find other analogies helpful here. You might see your thoughts like the carriages of a railway train passing through a station. But it's not your train and you don't have to get onto it. You can just be content to watch it go by. And if you find yourself swept onto the train by some magical means, you can always conjure a station and just get off again. Or maybe your thoughts are like leaves on a stream, just floating downstream while you're sitting on the bank watching. And if any thoughts come to you with intense feelings or emotions, pleasant or unpleasant, as best you can, just noting their emotional charge and intensity and letting them be as they are. And if your mind becomes unfocused and scattered, gets repeatedly drawn into the drama of your thinking and imaginings, just coming back to the breath, using that as an anchor to gently steady your focus, before going back to watching thoughts. Just letting thoughts arise, linger, and pass.